Senate Bill 89, introduced by Senator Mike Dunleavy last spring, is framed as a parental rights bill. It would require parents' permission before public school students have a sex ed lesson, and it would allow parents to opt their kids out of sex ed classes. But the piece that's drawn more controversy is that the measure would bar schools from using educational material from any abortion services provider. That includes Planned Parenthood, which says it currently provides education to over 2,000 Alaskan children. The bill's co-sponsor, Senator Kathy Geisel, told reporters Monday it's about protecting parents' authority over their children's education.
To have special interests coming into the schools, many parents believe is inappropriate. If they wanted their children to receive materials and philosophy from Planned Parenthood, any parent can certainly take their child to a Planned Parenthood clinic. But it doesn't belong in an institution where we're providing a broad education for all of Alaska's children.
Before the Senate vote Friday, Senate Minority Leader Berta Gardner slammed the bill, saying it would be counterproductive in a state with such high rates of chlamydia, child sex abuse, and teen pregnancy.
Many of us as parents want our children to be informed. We want them to know the scientific facts about disease, about reproduction, not just human reproduction, but all reproduction. We want children to know the facts about dating violence and risks and what are healthy relationships and what are the signs that a relationship is not healthy. I mean, that's what we want for all children, I think.
Gardner amended the bill Friday to clarify that it wouldn't prevent schools from teaching about dating violence and sexual abuse, which is required under the new Aaron's Law. And content matter aside, Gardner argued that the bill violates the autonomy of local school districts.
I believe it's state overreach, it impairs local control, and it puts a unfunded mandate on school districts. And we've kind of fought against those in other areas, too.
Senator Gardner also noted that parents can currently take their kids out of a school lesson or activity for any reason. Senate Bill 89 passed the state Senate Friday by a vote of 12-7. It now goes to the House. In a piece of companion legislation, Senator Dunleavy also spelled out penalties. Senate Bill 191 says that teachers could be fired and even have their teaching licenses revoked for using materials from an organization like Planned Parenthood. That bill is scheduled to be heard by the Senate Education Committee Tuesday. In Dillingham, I'm Hannah Colton.